dates on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run
okay.
The pitch.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Because you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Because I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, but none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training because I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Take the time, take the time.
Days on the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zack.
Hey, yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple, just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080, record company people are shady, so kids watch your back, because I think they smoke crack, I don't doubt it, look at how they act. Off the better things like a hip-hop forum, pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper, what you say, hammer, proper, rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Thank you very much. It's radio here. Your host, Rick Esqueda, DJ Rob DeRocha.
I should have been a DJ.
Always coming with the funky tunes.
I know. Are you on point, Rick?
Yeah, I'm on point. I'm always on point.
You didn't even get that. You on point, Rick?
I'm on point.
No.
Oh, what's the answer I'm supposed to say?
You're supposed to say all the time, Rob. Oh. You're on point, Rick. All the time, Rob.
On point all the time, Rob.
Oh,
we also
man.
Have our movie critic, Yo Adrian, back in the studio. How you doing, man? Okay, good.
Adrian's back.
Sounds like we disconnected his mic, which is fine. I'm good with it.
His box. Look at you, rookie.
Now mine is off.
Your box.
Is yours on?
No, mine's working just fine.
Mine's on.
How's that? We good?
Julian's back on. All right. Yay.
Can we turn it off now? Anyways, we got a jam-packed show for you today. We already have a caller. Well, they're going to have to wait because we got to get this show started first.
Hold on, caller. Please, let's talk about it.
We haven't even talked. That's what a big show this is. It has become in the city of LA, right?
One of our five listeners is calling
people
in.
People are
right
waiting
now.
In line before we start the show.
I just want to call in and just talk about Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
You on point, Rob? All the time, Rick.
Question of the day is, have you ever done anything crazy or stupid for love? That's our question of the day. Thank you. We are also will be talking about our weekend. Rob has a really great Vegas story weekend that he had. We'll get right to that.
Vegas story.
Vegas story.
From DeRocha's Pod.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
I love the sound effects.
Yes, at least our sound guy's doing something on the weekend besides jerk it off. All right.
He's not just watching porn.
He's not just watching porn.
He is a young lad.
Girls,
so.
I don't want to hear your laugh. You hear his laugh? I don't want to hear it.
Why don't you want to hear his laugh? Stop.
I don't want to hear it. We'll keep it.
When you see dick.
Yeah. Just either lower his mic down or something.
No, the great thing about being a sound guy is that I can choose any sound that I want. And I can say, suck my dick.
See what I mean?
It's all right.
Yeah, stay be the sound guy. That's right.
You're on point, Julian? Not right now.
Yeah, not right now. You hear that laugh? Yeah. It's gonna get annoying to you. Okay, here we go.
This is last fine. He sounds like Dracula.
Okay, here we go. And then what else we got? We got the girls calling in. They got some crazy story. Oh, they were looking for a job. They actually asked me for a job. Yeah. A cash paying job? No, cash.
Not in Virginia, right?
Yeah, no, not none of the like. Yeah, exactly.
Virginia, there's no blowjobs allowed.
No. All right,
whoops,
good.
That was the wrong. No. That was the. Okay, I don't have a mouse for this one.
Okay. All right, cool. Anyways.
Really? Seriously? Okay, there we go. Okay, cool. We have Amir K.
Amir K.
Will be here at 6:30. And we also have a lot of crazy stories here regarding the news. We had Kim Jong still threatening, and we have that basketball coach that was fired.
Mike Rice.
And people, you know, the saying right now is not, you can't say illegal immigrant anymore. It's undocumented. That's what you got to call
people. I heard about that. That's stupid.
So we got more stuff. And then Yo Adrian has got some really cool movies that we want to check out.
Are undocumented people like getting upset and that they're saying, you know, like that they didn't want to be called? Like, are they coming out saying like, I do not want to be called an illegal immigrant?
You know, I haven't heard anything from them, but when I heard the report, they happened to ask the Spanish guy, the Spanish newscaster guy,
what did he say?
And he was like, well, you know, illegal does kind of give a harsh, you know, addition to the name.
That's stupid. I mean, sir, that's like the whole like black, you know, African American, and then went back to black, and then I don't know, Latino, Hispanic.
I was watching Lenny Bruce.
Oh, really? You're going through the archives of last comedy?
No, I just happened to be skimming the channels, and I ran to the movie with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
You know, and his whole thing was these are just words.
They're not just words.
We put meaning behind them.
They're not, because we talked about it last week, and I still won't say the N-word. I can't even sing along. Actually, I was talking to somebody recently, yesterday, and then I was singing a song, and they're like, and I said N-word, and then they're like, did you just say N-word?
You can't do that.
I didn't say the N-word. I just said N-word.
Okay.
And then she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I refuse to say that. Yeah. You know, like, I just can't say that word. But either way. But we're going to be talking about this, right? We're going to be talking about...
Man, sweet. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas,
baby.
Vegas!
Yeah. We're gonna get to that story. I got some news for you. We got some sponsors.
Oh, we got sponsors?
We got sponsors now.
Oh, my. What's going on in this world?
This show is brought to you by two strong sponsors right now. First one... is First Valley Mortgage. If you need to refinance or you need to purchase a home, First Valley Mortgage will take care of you at 818-989-0152. You can find them at www.firstvalleyonline.com.
Oh, my God. I just fell asleep during that whole thing. Go ahead. What's the next one?
You want to pay the bills here?
All right.
You want to pay the bills?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you very much.
What's the next sponsor?
Okay, next sponsor is... Books for Children.
Usborne Books for Children.
USBORNEBooks.edu.com. Usborne Books for Children. Independent consultant. Contact Michelle Cruz at 818-425-3065. There, we paid the bills. And now we want to get to Vegas story here. Mr. Rob DeRocha has a very interesting Vegas story.
Vegas, Mike. Vegas. You think we get there by midnight?
Money,
we're going to be up 500.
500
by midnight.
500,
baby.
No, 500. 500,
baby.
That's one of the greatest
money, baby. Well, so what happened in Vegas, Rob? Why did you go?
Well, okay, it's not really, it's sad, but at the same time, it's one of my best friends passed away like in December, and like that was his favorite place. And we had memories, and it was kind of funny because we stayed at the Luxor, which is like
There was no bachelor party.
No, it was no bachelor party.
There was no. It was for an actual passing away.
Yeah, well, it was. He didn't.
I don't think I've ever heard this happen.
No, it was his birthday. We're celebrating. It was his birthday weekend. My best friend Peter Assad.
Okay.
He he passed away, and then so we decided to go celebrate. So we were celebrating right from like Thursday till Sunday.
Okay.
And we went to Vegas. We drove up. Some of us drove up, and one of our friends, Bama. Who's who looks like
already sounds like trouble.
No, well, you know what? He was never trouble before.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
No, it's like I don't know. He looks exactly like Frasier.
You said Frasier from, Crane.
Yeah, Frasier Crane.
Frasier Crane. Yeah.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
That's exactly scrambled eggs. Yeah, that was him.
Okay, okay.
So either way, we get there. We get there, and right when we get there, he's already been drinking whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just going all balls. Like, we have a thing that we say MVP for every trip. Like, whoever goes the craziest. I've won MVP twice.
You've won it twice?
Yes, I've won it twice.
Because you've gone crazier than others?
Yeah, well, just, you know, I make things happen, whatever. Okay. I get, you know, girls over, this and that. We have bottle tables. Like, one year when I won the best one was because of the fact that we had, like, bottle service, and I kept on bringing all these girls over, like, hey, go get free drinks. And then we're like, girls are like, yeah, this guy named Rob sent us over here. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it was just a crazy night, but that was a while back. That was back in the heyday. Anyways, we got really, obviously, we were drinking all day.
So you don't win MVP anymore?
That was this one, he won it. Because right from the get-go, like from the gate, you know, like right when he got out the gate, right when we got there, like, he was just like muttering, like, just gibberish. Just like, we're like, dude, you're right. You've been drinking all night. He's like, yeah, man, I've been juicing all day. It's like, what does that mean? Like, juicing. He was like being healthy, I guess. And he lost. So then we got really, obviously we were drinking a lot. And then we went from there. As the night went on, he started getting like, we're at a family restaurant. And like, he started like randomly yelling things. Like, what was he yelling about? Like, oh yeah. He's like, oh man, I'm banging cocktail waitresses left and right.
Damn.
And then he says like, and you know what cougars like? They like it in the butt. Exactly.
Wow.
And it was so...
It was so, what it's like in the butt.
It was one of those funny moments because you could see like everybody like in the restaurant turned around, like kids were turning around, like what the hell? Like, what's this guy talking about? So we're like, shh. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He was doing the drunk thing where you're like whispering, but you're not really whispering. Like,
No,
I'm sorry. And he was just like,
take a pillowcase and fill it full of bars of soap and beat the shit out of you.
Is he whispering that to like the waitress?
Yeah.
You want a tip? I'm gonna beat this shit.
And he was like talking to every single girl, and he was calling her, hey, what's up, honey? Hey, sweet cheeks. Hey, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gorgeous. Like hitting on everybody, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, he looked almost like Vito from Ghostbusters too. Frasier, yeah.
That actor is he looks he's pretty familiar. That guy who played the bad guy.
He's done
a lot of crazy. Maybe you can find him. Maybe you're good at the
Vito.
Yeah, Vito, the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2. What actor is that?
I don't even know his name.
First one, you mean?
No, the second
two,
one.
Two.
No, don't even do it. Don't do this don't to me, movie guy. Yeah.
Oh, he did win, though. He does own the throne over you.
Okay, all right.
If you listen to episode number 21 or something.
So we go there. We start drinking a lot, obviously. We're drinking even more. Then he wants to go to the Venetian.
Uh-huh.
Right away, first of all, we go to the, you know, in Vegas, when you wait for the cabs, like it's really fast.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
it's even rolling. If you have 20 people in front of you, it's like a 5-minute wait.
Sure.
You know, so right away he's like trying to ball it up, and he's just like, "Yeah, let's get a limo." And we're like, "No, we don't need a limo." And he's just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna pay for it, whatever." So we get in the cab, and then right away he's asking us for money. I'm just "What?" And he looked like Benjamin Franklin too, by the way. Oh, by the way, I also put $5.23 and I won $180. But either way,
oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, you want to take a break because we have a caller right now?
That's
okay,
good.
Let's see what the caller's got to say. Who's on the line?
Caitlin.
They interrupted your story.
Okay, you guys call in a little too fast.
I think I did tell him 10 after, though.
You're 10 after, huh? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Were you guys the first callers?
We'll continue Rob's story after this.
We don't know.
Okay, what's up, ladies?
What's up, ladies?
Doing? We did a short with them.
Yeah.
We did a little porno shoot.
All right, gotta go. Yeah.
Mom already.
You did, huh?
Yeah, that was a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, he gave me a Coke, Coca-Cola, not cocaine. Coke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did ask for Coke, though. You were asking for blow, right?
Yes, of course. But she didn't have it. Just
pop. Right. Hey, so I got a message from you. You guys got a job.
Wait, God. before you guys start, you guys, Rick always forgets to introduce you just in case it's the first time listeners.
We have regular listeners.
Yeah, we got five regular listeners.
We got five regular.
We got a solid five, a fab five of listeners. No, these girls are from Toronto. They moved out here since they've been coming on to the show since they first moved out here. They've been sharing their stories. It's very exciting. There are an improv group called Cheap Smokes. Very funny. We saw them perform twice now, or I saw them perform twice, and they're hilarious. Go on, ladies, with your story.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, so we're not going to say the name of the rest because we just don't want to. But let's just say it was on the beach, and we paid in cash, which is great. And then first day, it was so bad. I can't go back.
Why
there.
Was it bad? Why was it bad?
Oh, you... the job was bad?
Yeah, yeah.
First thing the owner said to us, we were like, hi, how are you? And he was like, you screw up once.
Let me see your tits.
Twice, and you're done.
Say that again? Laura, say that again?
The first thing the owner said to us was, we were like, hi, how are you? And he said, you screw up once, you get a warning, you screw up twice, and you're gone. And Laura was just like, oh, great. And then
we really what a friendly job.
Oh, it was so bad. And all the customers were talking, like, oh, God, good luck. Good luck. Or the owner is really tough, really tough. And then I had to pee so bad when we first got there. We were early. It was like 9:30 in the morning. And she would not let us use the washroom it was 10 o'clock until we started shift and we're in our uniform. And we could only use the employee bathroom, which is in the back, which is basically a closet. And they don't have computers there. It was all written down stuff. So it was just awful, and you weren't allowed to have fun. Caitlin and I talked for 1 second. I asked her where the ketchup goes, and we got in trouble.
Oh, are you serious? So you got your first warning?
No, we're serious. And we had to wear these horribly green uniforms.
Now, is your boss a Nazi?
Yeah, he must be.
He's a Nazi.
And the
get to work!
The restaurant has been there for 40 years, and the longest person that's ever worked there has only worked there a year. So what does that tell you about that place?
Right, because you guys are undocumented. You guys are undocumented, right? They're not illegal immigrants.
Yeah, they can't say that too loud.
You need to be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. Hello. Oh, yeah. Our friends here, Tom and Jerry, that just called in, the undocumented girls. Girls, thank you very much for calling in. We got some other callers I got to jump to, but I really appreciate that call.
We love you, ladies.
We love you, ladies. Thank you very much. Keep calling in. We have another caller. The topic today is, have you ever done anything crazy or stupid for love? Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Melissa from Boston.
Hey, Melissa from Boston. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
How'd you hear about us?
Do you have Amir K on your show?
Amir K, he's coming in today.
He's going to be coming on the show.
30, yeah.
Oh, great, great. I saw him in Boston. I had a question for him.
Okay, well, why don't you call back later at 6:30 when he's on?
Call back at 6:30.
Or 6:40.
6:30, okay.
That's
sure.
9:30 your
just
time.
Just listen to the show and he'll be on soon.
9:30 your time.
9:30, all right, thanks.
Okay. All right, next caller.
Next caller coming up.
I love when people just call in and just don't even really, don't they're even not even listening to the show.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
And it's easy to listen to and be on the phone at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello. Who's calling?
Hey, yeah, man. This is Brian from Newport Beach, man.
Brian from Newport Beach. How'd you hear about us?
Yeah. Chilling, man. I've been a listener, man, for the last few weeks, man.
Oh, really? I like your accent. Is it from England?
No, man, it's from Newport Beach, man.
Oh, Newport Beach, okay. Cool.
My great-grandfather's from England, though, man, so maybe that's a little bit what you're getting, man.
Okay, cool. So what's up, man?
What's going on? So have you ever been in love? You ever done anything crazy for love? Stupid
man,
or crazy?
I'm in love right now, and I have to really just share my story.
Okay, sure.
Man, like, you know, for a couple years, man, I was celibate. I was just kind of sick of dating, you know, and spreading myself thin until one day I was in a bar, man. And I meet this chick, girl of my dreams, man, 5'8", blonde hair, big fake tits, man, ass tan, man, sweetest woman, man, I've ever seen, man.
He's got a soft heart. Okay.
Yeah, I was always a single kid growing up, man. Her family accepted me, man. Her dad was cool, man.
So what was the crazy?
Her mom, her little brother.
What was the crazy thing you did for love? What was the crazy thing you did for love?
I'll tell you about it, man. I was so appreciative to her family, man, for raising such a cool, beautiful woman like my Mary Beth, that me and her father went on a fishing trip, man, and just to show my appreciation for for raising such a beautiful daughter, man. I sucked his dick, man.
Wow, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
He said,
those guys are fags.
We got to screen these calls here. What the hell? That was like a setup. What? Who set me up here?
Oh, my God.
Am I being punked?
What was that?
We got another caller here.
Another caller. Come on, is this a real person here?
Got another call. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, how you doing? My name's Wade Tolipson. I'm from Moose Lake, Minnesota.
Wade Tolipson from Moose Lake, Minnesota. Oh, my God. How'd you hear about us?
Oh, Ariel, we get you all up on the satellite radio up here in northern Minnesota. You know, we're just about 35 miles northeast of Chaska, you know. You come in pretty good.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Cool.
Thanks. So tell me, have you ever been in love and done something crazy?
Oh, I certainly have. I tell you what, my wife, Mary Ellen, she's just the prettiest gal up here in Minnesota, you know, the whole tri-state area. She's won Little Miss Trout Princess 4 years in a row now, you know, and when we were dating in high school, there she was gonna get married to this other fella, and I couldn't steal her away, you know. So I decided I'm gonna go hunt down, and I'm gonna ice fish all the walleye slayer. It's the biggest walleye up here.
Okay.
In 10,000 lakes. I said I'm gonna catch her. I'm gonna impress her, you know.
Okay. Okay. So what happened? What'd you do?
Oh, geez. Well, I tell you, I go up there. I'm up by Little Man Trap Lake. That's up by Shakopee, you understand? And I draw my hole in the ice there, and it's about a good 35 degree below, and I've been sitting out here for about 12 hours, and I think, hey, you know, it's going to start getting a little cold out here, you know what I mean? And I after about a good 4 days of wrestling with the thing, I catch the biggest walleye in the whole state, and she's up there at the altar. I drive in, burst into the wedding, and I say, I caught this for you right here, baby. Don't marry that other guy. Marry this. That was like a graduate scene, right?
It was like a graduate scene?
Exactly, but it was with a giant walleye instead.
Oh.
I'll do a damn luck count.
Sir, right now?
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'.
Wow. Wow, we got calls from Minnesota.
Thanks for the call in.
That was a great call. Thank you.
I thought maybe our sound guy was going to start queuing up some graduate scenes or something like that.
That was a true love story.
I felt Fargo all the way for that one.
You went Fargo?
You know what our sound guy told me?
Would you like me to seduce you?
You know, he told me this weekend, he said he can get us more listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he could get some more listeners.
Oh, the sound guy stepping up saying he's got more listeners for us.
There's one condition, though.
What's that?
He's got to talk more.
Oh, well, you know
that
what?
That was the condition.
Listen,
he said, hey, if I could talk more, I'll get some more sound.
We're going to let you talk a little bit more later on this show.
Context.
We're going to let you see. It was out of context?
It was out of context.
What were you guys talking about instead?
No. Well, we were just discussing sounds that we wanted to do and record, you know, segments for the show. Exactly. You know, I recorded that as well when we were doing your segments, Rob. And then
Snap. All right, let's go back to the Vegas story.
Okay, so back to the Vegas story.
I told you the limo part, whatever. He decides to pay for it. We go to some Venetian place. My buddy's a... He says that we're going to get hooked up big time at the Venetian restaurant, whatever, some restaurant there. He knows, like, this guy named Luciano. He's supposed to be the chef.
Okay.
So we get there. Around when we get there, we look at the menu, and it's like fucking, it's, I don't know, like, the cheapest thing on the menu is, like, $24.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, really expensive. And, like, you know, we're not ballers, you know? Like, half the people I went
cheapest
up with.
Cheapest thing, 24.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And, like,
is
the
that
drink-
for four people?
Yeah, the drinks were expensive.
Is that dinner for four?
Yeah, and, it was definitely not Chili's. We definitely couldn't order two things at once and, you know, whatever, get some special deal.
Yeah.
So the food, he's like, yeah, I'll take care of the food.
This was Bama.
This is
an Italian restaurant, you said?
Yeah, well, it was an Italian restaurant. This is Bama, the guy. Yeah, it was
one of those.
Yeah. Confused. Anyways.
Is that Richard Dick? What's his name?
No, that's Frasier. That's Frasier. That's Kelsey Grammer singing.
Got it.
So anyways, we order the food. We start ordering food, and then the chef comes out, and the chef doesn't even want to talk to us.
Because
he's just way.
Babbity-boopy.
He's saying stuff like that?
Yeah. Boppity-boopy. Yeah, exactly.
Babbity-boopy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So he's just really drunk, and he's just saying nonsense, and then he's saying this and that. Then all of a sudden, like, he starts walking around, and then I'm kind of like in charge of him, and I'm like, I think I posted it on Facebook, and I think he saw it later on and got offended, but I wrote something about, like, you know, like, drunk people is like watching kids, you know, telling them to come over here. Like, I kept on saying, come over here, sit down. And he's like, no. And I'm like, he's like, why? And I'm like, it's because it's good for you. Like, just sit down. Stop. Yeah, just stop wandering.
Yeah.
So, like, he just didn't want to listen to me, this and that. And, like, he kept on coming over. And then, like, I think he got mad because, like, I didn't scold him and I felt bad about it. But I just told him, like, I'm like, dude, like, he wanted to make more decisions. And we're like, no, you're done making decisions.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm like, you're done making decisions. You wanted to take a limo. That costs money. And like, you're spending your money too much. It's like, stop. Like, because the bill came out to, like, $300 just for the food.
Okay.
So then he like wanted to get upset. Then we like went drinking, and then we went to some like lounge bar where it was like an 80s lounge bar. And then right away the guy starts picking on Bama. And okay, hey, he's just like going up to him like,
oh, okay.
And he's like calling him Frasier. And he's like, and he's singing this song.
Hey, Frasier. And he was singing this song?
Yeah, and he was singing this song.
Oh man, that's classic. That's cool.
So it was hilarious. And then like, and then I went up on stage because it was like birthdays, and I went up there and like, I don't know, just was dancing this and that. And then we just had a good time. But then he got really mad at the end of the night, and like I guess he wandered from the room, and then he started walking down, like, he's like, fuck this, I hate Vegas, fucking I hate you guys, and like, and he's mostly mad at me. So he leaves, and then he writes on the wall like red rum, he writes on the wall like
red rum.
He writes fuck you Roach,
fuck you Roach,
and then he signs
fuck
it
you, Roach.
He signs it in soap.
F you,
and
Roach.
Then like he was just really upset, and F then you. He ended up leaving, and then that was it. That was just, I don't know, it was a crazy
That's
story.
A sad Vegas story.
It was a great Vegas
it
story.
It started sad.
No, it was great. He won MVP.
Fuck you.
Hey, easy yeah. There, Sal guy. All right, we got a caller. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, it's Bill Hansen.
Hey, Bill Hansen, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for calling. Didn't you call last week, Bill?
No,
it's first time.
Do you recognize my voice?
It sounds familiar. No, I don't know who you are, but anyways, Bill Hansen. Have you ever, how did you hear about us, first of all, Bill?
I listened before, but I haven't called in.
Okay.
I listen on SkidRowStudios.com.
All right, Bill. The topic today is, have you ever been in love, and have you ever done anything crazy or stupid for love, Bill?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have? Okay, what
Did
is
Did you
it?
Ever suck your dick for your, love?
No, the dad's dick.
Someone else called in and said that. It was
no,
really,
that's crazy.
He's like, I like girls.
Okay.
Did you ever eat a vagina for love?
Every time.
Okay.
Sometimes
good.
Not all, for love.
Yeah.
Sometimes for the fun
Very
of it.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so tell me, Bill, what did you do crazy for love?
I gave a dog a Viagra pill.
Whoa. Okay.
Did you love your dog?
No. No, not that. It wasn't like that. I bought some of those fake Viagras from China, but they ship them from Pakistan. You buy them from, it says you're buying them from Canada. Uh-huh. But they come in an unmarked envelope from Pakistan.
Okay. Why did you do that? Why does that have to do anything with love?
Well, because I was having some health problems, and I was in love, and I wanted to satisfy this lady.
All right.
But so I needed the pills, but they're expensive, so I ordered them from Pakistan. But then I heard these reports about how there could be bad things in those drugs you order from Pakistan.
Yeah,
obviously. I think anything you order from Pakistan might be bad, but go ahead.
Yeah.
So when I went to her house, I decided to give one to her dog to see how the dog would react.
Okay.
If it didn't kill the dog, then I would be okay.
Okay,
so was the dog horny and...
The dog would not stop humping anything. It humped my leg, it humped the couch, it humped the ottoman, it humped the watermelon.
Did it live?
It humped the cat.
What the hell? Why were all these random objects around?
I know.
Did you put a watermelon on the ground? Hey, let's see what else is there.
Yeah, with the water.
What the hell is that?
That was dogs. That was a dog.
Oh, gosh.
If you're not bringing a lady a watermelon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, Bill, that was very interesting. Really, thank you very much for calling in. Was
that really interesting?
Well, I've never heard of anybody giving a Viagra to a dog for love.
It wasn't for love. It was more like he think he got chicken shit and he didn't want to take it.
He didn't want to take it himself.
So he gave it to the dog, but I don't know what that had to do with love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. That okay, was, but it was an interesting...
No, you know...
View. That is the title today. What have you done for love? Okay. Yeah.
You went to hell and back.
Do we have another caller here? Is it Meatloaf by any chance? Is that Meatloaf? Hello. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello, my name is Rey Segundo.
Rey Segundo. You sound...
Rey, he's the second coming of Rey.
Rey Segundo, you sound like the most interesting man.
I love how his name has an American name, and then it goes Segundo.
Segundo.
I am Rob Segundo.
R-E-Y, like the king.
What's that?
It is spelled R-E-Y, like the king.
Oh, Rey. Not Rey, R-A-Y, but Rey the king.
Rey.
Ray, now tell me something. What have you done crazy or stupid for love, Ray?
What haven't I done for love?
You tell me, Ray, because you sound like a Rico Suave lover boy.
One time I got naked for my woman.
Oh,
that's what?
That happens before love.
I put myself in a box for Christmas and I delivered myself to her home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's pretty interesting.
She never came home and I was there all weekend in the box.
that's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad, Ray.
Home with the children. The children opened up the box and there I was naked.
Oh, no. And what did the kids say when they saw you naked?
They said, Santa Claus, he's such a large man.
That's it?
Such a large man?
He said, well, yeah, Santa Claus is a large man. He's fat. Are you fat, Ray?
I am fat, but not where it counts.
Okay, so you're hungry.
Ven el monstruo con un palo. Dos centavos el golpe.
Is that... our sound guy getting crazy on your Latino fever there. This is... Here you go, Ray. This is for you.
Gracias. Thank you so much.
This one time
Ray,
I got naked in a box.
The lover boy. Anything else you done crazy, Ray?
Oh, one time I hid all my eggs all over my body.
You hid all your eggs all over your body.
It was an Easter week. I told her to find the egg.
Yo, you told her it was Easter weekend?
That was right.
Okay, so you hid all the eggs all over your body. Now, where do you hide... The only place I can think is in your ass. Your ass is in the armpit.
Well, I had one in my mouth, one in my eyes.
One in your mouth, one in your ass?
Two in my hands.
And two in your hands, okay.
Okay, you're not really good at hiding stuff, that's for sure.
Well, I want her to find it, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow, you sound Irish there.
My friend.
My mother was Irish.
Your mother was Irish? Oh, man. Oh, Ray, well, you know,
Ray Segundo.
Ray Segundo, you're a very interesting call. Thank you very much
Please
for calling
again. Please call again, Ray. And thank you for listening.
And that was a lot of fun with Ray Rico Suave. We should have Amir in by now, but he's not here right now. He's probably stuck in traffic. But...
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro mujeres. No, they don't make music like this anymore.
You know I know him?
You don't know him, do you?
Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, shut up. Does he still sing this song?
Dude, his dad and my dad were best friends when we were kids. The first guy I saw breakdance was Gerardo.
Rico.
And then, did I tell you the story
did
about the song?
Did you party with him?
Dude,
Was this song, did you help him write the song?
No, but I heard it before he put it out in public.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you like it even when you heard it?
Me and Gerardo were running a night at my dad's nightclub, Cache in Silver Lake. And it was on a Wednesday. And then he showed me the song. By the way, I got to answer this because it's Amir. And we'll just listen, all of us here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Cora.
What's that?
I'm at 646.
643.
643. I know, dude. I'm coming out on Park.
Oh, okay, yeah, just come outside, and then I think you're going to make a right.
There's some construction in front of our building, 646 Olive.
We need a producer for the show. What's the thing? It's the eighth floor. Eighth floor, you'll see. Skid Row.
Yeah. And just, hey, when you're in the lobby, just give them the name of the show. Terrorist Bombing.
No. Don't say that. Don't say that. Just say Skid Row Studios. See you soon. Okay.
Can you imagine a beer? You got a song queued up? Can you imagine a beer? Like, Amir's a Middle Eastern guy. He's from Iran. Very funny guy. He's coming up the building right now. We're going to start off with Amir coming in, but that's what we'll bring Amir in. It'll be a surprise to everybody. We're going to bring Amir into that. And Amir's a very, very funny guy. And can you imagine him coming into a building and saying, yeah, I'm here for the terrorist bombing show?
Yeah, no, don't do that.
We got another caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Ladies.
Hey, someone hung up on me.
Yeah, that was me because I have so many other calls waiting.
Okay.
But it's okay. Keep calling in.
No, wait. So let's go back to your story. What else happened? Anything else happened? So, like, they were rude, they're mean.
Oh, yeah, they were just rude and mean. And then I found out we all pooled tips at the end of the shift with the kitchen. So probably on average a day we'd make $10 in tips.
Oh.
And they didn't serve booze there either. It was an Irish pub, and they didn't serve booze. It was so
no
bad.
Booze whatsoever?
Nothing. Nope. It
Wait,
was
so
awful.
Are you guys going to continue working there?
No, I really don't think I can. We found another job handing out flyers at a parasailing place on the beach, and we get $5 a person. So if we hustle our asses off, and we have no supervision. So
you know where they're hiring? They're hiring over at Crazy Girls. Have you heard of that place?
No. Are you being sarcastic?
No, he's being a jerk. They're hiring at Spearmint Rhino. Okay, you look up Spearmint Rhino.
You know, Games with Dames?
Okay.
I got a buddy that can hook you. Okay, all right. Either way.
Are those strip clubs?
Yes, they are strip clubs. I'm just saying you can get a really high-paying job there.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet we could. I just can't do that.
We got callers and ballers.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We love you. So keep on calling in. We love your stories.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
Hold on. Amir has just stepped into the building.
Amir K.
Turn on my mic already.
Amir K.
Take your seats, ladies and gentlemen.
We thought about you, Amir. We thought you'd like this song.
Great to see you guys.
We had a girl calling for you.
Great to see you too, man.
Stereotypical, man. Bunch of dorks. Here at Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios is radio. My man, Amir, just showed up.
Great
How you doing, buddy?
Great
Did you get
to be
lost?
Here, guys. Not at all. I scooted over here straight from the gym.
Yeah?
Straight from the gym here in traffic. Rode through Koreatown. Horrible drivers. Pa-pow!
Pa-pow! My man. We had some calls here. We have somebody who called for you, Amir.
Oh, that's from
a girl. I swear.
It's so weird. I have fans, you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
well, we
Seriously.
Have some call in.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line right now? Is that her? Who's a, is it
it's Bob? Melissa from Boston.
There you go, Amir.
Oh, my God. The baby's not mine. Baby's not mine. Am I right?
What's up, Melissa? You said you had a question for Amir.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if he's single or not.
Ooh, absolutely. I'm absolutely single. Oh,
yeah, he is.
You
he's
live
ready.
In Boston, though.
Yes.
How are we supposed to do
Would
the
you
long?
You go on a date with me?
Yeah.
Well, what do you look like?
Yeah,
wait, hold on. There's a protocol. You don't just go out.
You're going to need phones.
Yeah, we're going to need some Skype action.
Skype action.
Do you know sexting at all? Could you send
Take
some pictures?
Take it easy, DeRocha.
All right, sorry.
these are innocent fans.
All right.
Is it Melissa?
Yeah.
Hey, are we friends on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are. Okay, well, say hi to me there, and then maybe we can talk.
There you go. Oh, he wants private.
Yeah? Are you interested?
I mean, I don't know who you are. This is weird. I can't have a radio relationship.
Someone in Boston, or are you looking for someone close by in California?
Yeah, probably somebody local. I don't know about the long distance.
Would you like someone from Alaska or someone close by?
Amir, are you going to be in Boston anytime soon?
I just got back.
He just got back from Boston, sweetheart.
Yeah,
did you go see him, Melissa?
Hello.
Did you
Is
see
he coming back?
Wait, did you come to the show?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Oh, how cute. Yeah, why didn't you say hi afterwards?
Where were you sitting?
Because you guys didn't care. We were in line for an hour to take a picture, and then you know, the bouncers or whoever they were just so rude, and they just, like, kicked us out.
Oh, no way. Well,
wow,
next time
Amir has
there,
bouncers? You have bouncers that walk with you?
I don't know what they were, the security people, you know, they were not nice, and we didn't even get a chance to take pictures and talk to you guys.
Yeah, they were kind of being jerks over there.
Okay. Well, Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, hit me up on Facebook and we'll chat on there, okay?
Anything you want to tell to Amir? Any last words?
That's it. You're an amazing comedian, and you really make us proud.
Oh, you're
all the
sweet
Iranian community, so keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. And you know, if you're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, follow me. And if I'm back near you, come and see me.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Good
you're
luck.
The best. Bye,
take
Melissa.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, Melissa. That was a real caller.
This is the first time. What am I doing on the show?
That was the first real caller we had. No, we've had several real callers, but that one was
several.
Real.
I mean, that like, was I mean, that was like deep. Heartfelt. Like that was like, oh my god,
sweet
like,
lady.
We got another caller on the line. Who's on the line? You call Iz Radio. All right. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Mike. Who's this?
Mike. This is Rick. You called Iz Radio.
Who's this?
You fucking called me, bud.
Who calls in and says, who's this?
I just called right now, and you guys were talking about breakdancing, and then it hung up, but you said that the first person you ever seen breakdance was Gerardo, really?
Yeah, I saw Gerardo breakdance in his home.
What the hell is Gerardo?
Really? Rico Suave, Gerardo.
Gerardo?
There you go. That's what I was like, what the hell, what do they call that guy?
This is a fake caller.
It's Rico Suave.
Come on. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, what's
bro?
Your name? I already have your name. What's your name?
My middle name's Michael.
You know, what the friggin' is? Hey, my name's Sebastian.
Hey, Rick, I know you. So should I tell you my real name or do I just fuck?
Okay, it's the ex-boyfriend.
Are you a lover?
Can you fucking cuss?
Is that a jealous lover by you or what?
Yeah, you can cuss.
What?
Okay.
Is that a jealous lover by you? Like, it's your ex. Don't you hang up.
Okay, where are you calling from, dude? Fucking Mike, middle name Mike? From Pomona.
Pomona.
Okay, middle name Mike.
My middle name's Mike. My middle name's Mike, and I was raised on a farm.
Wait a minute. I got an email that said Carl will give a fake name, and I was like, really?
Why oh my God, you don't know who you're talking to. What the fuck?
What kind of
man?
Up,
I don't know
up,
who that.
Bang up.
That was a fake call, right there. That was a fake call.
That was an annoying call, dude. He's like telling all. I got a message saying the.
I got a message. It came from the producer of the show. It said Carl and. This is the plan.
Wow, dude.
My middle name's Mike.
Hey, Melissa, if you're listening, call back. Just talk to you for the rest of the time.
Yeah, Amir, as you can see, we do some work on the weekend here.
Yeah.
So we try and get the show going. But hey, we got Amir K.
I'm surrounded by four dudes, by the way. Four dudes.
Amir K has been featured on DFD TV's Live Laughs and has won 100 Comic Ultimate Down, Laugh Down Stand-Up Competition in Southern California. In 2010, Amir K won OC's Funniest Stand-Up Competition and was a finalist at the NBC renowned Stand-Up for Diversity Showcase. Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, there's more.
Amir K was recently the winner of the new 20,000 Bay Area Comedy Competition. You got to update your website, Beth.
That's old. Man, I don't like that stuff.
You don't? You got to update.
Let's just go ahead and stop.
Give me your new stuff. What's going on?
Nothing special, man. I'm just touring around a little bit.
Hey, wait a minute. You were in Argo.
Take it easy.
You were in Argo? Did you play the white guy?
Yeah, I played the 7,000th guy in the crowd. I'm kidding. That was the first
with passport. A sign?
It was the first passport checkpoint.
Were you the guy with the rock in his hand that threw it?
He remembers. Why? This guy remembers.
I remember that scene.
I almost stopped him. They cut the scene down to shit.
Oh, really? You saw him?
Yeah.
Okay.
What part was it?
Let's hear from movie. He's our movie critic guy, by the way. How did he do?
Oh, he did good, yeah.
Oh, he got his approval.
Yeah,
he
gave a passport just like a real, you know, security guard. And it was really cool.
Just like a real one.
Was that the Meisner technique that you were using?
Yeah, it was, dude. I went and sat at LAX for 6 months.
6 months?
Preparing for this movie. Yeah, I sat and just watched how they do it. Take the passport, hand it back. I was in customs.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I got my... Did you have
your own guy that you followed around and like see what his life was about?
His name is Mahmoud.
You had a whole backstory.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I was getting your credits right. Was that prize really 20,000?
It was a total of 20. I won 10.
You won 10.
It was like $10,000 for first place. Then they pay out like, you know, like four for second, three for
All right, because
for third one, and then it goes down to like 10th place.
Because you do some in your comedy. You talk about your dad not liking your choice of being a stand-up comedian.
I mean, that's all gone now. That's a joke. I mean, that was in the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, like that was like in high school and college and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he sees
that. Now he sees that. Yeah. And what is his reaction now? I'm just curious. Like that's why I bring up that question because
disowned me. Okay.
No, is he trying to re-own you now?
No, he's super cool. No, it's nothing like crazy. I mean, he just sees like I do like a lot of Persian television stuff sometimes. Not a lot, but. Like, I'll go on, like, Persian radio or Persian TV.
Yeah.
And they broadcast it in Iran because he lives there. So he's, like, kind of stoked when he's like, oh, man, I saw you. You know, like, so the family calls him. And you know, he kind of gets proud of that. So that's
okay.
Cool, that's man.
Great, man.
Now, so that's pretty cool to do.
There was an earthquake in Iran. Did it hurt anybody recently?
Yeah.
Did it reach your family?
No, nobody. None of
yeah, thanks like for bringing up sad news.
Hey, I want to make sure.
Yeah, hey, you're doing great in your career. Hey, there was a tsunami.
Yeah, he's calling your family.
Well, before I start cracking jokes on Iran, I want to make sure that nobody in his family was hurt.
I think he would be distraught right now. And
yeah,
he
probably wouldn't have came to the show.
Stupid jerk.
But it just happened today, so maybe he's like, oh, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, now he's going to be worried. Now he's on the phone.
No, I would know right away. Yeah.
All right. Everything's cool?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you performed this terrorist bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then
are
you
just
talk
like
about,
going online and looking at the two clips?
No,
there?
I got
seen
my notes.
My act, Rick.
I got your
I'm
notes.
So
I got notes. I got ready for you, bud.
Okay.
You want to hear what my questions are?
Yeah. Are you just always going to play?
Oh,
that?
You know what? That's it. I don't have any more questions. Well, thank you, Amir K, for
no. I mean, but what was the question? I'm sorry, Rick.
Well, you perform this terrorist bit a lot. Like you know, you do. It's on your website about
the character
about going to Alabama.
Oh yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
It doesn't happen. I mean, there's definitely like certain parts of the country where there's like you can feel.
I like your joke. You say right when you got off the plane, the statistic went up 100%.
Oh yeah, the population.
Yeah, the population.
100%. Yeah, because a lot of times it feels like that when you go to these places, you know, like Middle America.
Yeah.
And there really isn't. I mean, and I don't mind because I feel like I have a little bit of a crossover. You know, I can play for all sorts of audiences, but I tour with Maz Jobrani, so it's like you know,
we tend
to have a large Middle Eastern, you know. Audience when we perform together.
Now, you were born in Iran or here?
No, I was born in Iran.
I was born in Tehran,
yeah, and I moved here when I was four.
When you were four years old?
5 years. Actually, yeah, 4 years old.
Have you ever been back?
I have not, no.
You haven't?
You haven't been back?
Yeah, yeah, no, I always had like some reason that I stayed, you know, I had school or I had something and then I had college and then I had work and then now I don't think I can go anymore. I don't think I'd go.
Have you wanted to go back?
I did. I wanted to go visit my dad, but I don't know if, I don't know. It's just kind of like, my dad comes and goes and
How does he do that so easily?
Yeah. He has dual citizenship for one. And
okay.
He's a U.S. citizen, so he goes back and forth, but, every now and then he comes about once a year.
And what does he do that he goes back and forth?
Nothing. He just comes here like if he has any like
it's a secret
medical
man.
Work to get done.
Is he a prince? Are you guys like
starting
thinking rich? Is he thinking
no,
rich?
No, he's not. He actually moved back to have like because I think with the little bit of money that he goes a long way over there.
Yeah.
So you can kind of live. And then now they just got hit with this huge. They're you know these sanctions and everything are just killing them because the money just dropped like by three quarter, was it a third or a half or something?
Oh,
so it lost like
gosh.
Half his money. So he was like super depressed for a while.
Oh gosh.
So that kind of blew. But you know, he get it back together. I'm trying to get him to come back out here. So hopefully, you know, I can get my stuff together and move him back out here so we can, you know.
What family you have here? Mom, sisters?
We have a really small family. Like just me, my brother, and my mom. That's my immediate family here.
Really?
And then yeah, a few cousins in Texas, and my aunt and uncle in Texas.
What part of Texas?
Houston.
Houston.
Yeah, they live in Houston. And it sucks because I've been trying to go back for like, you know, with Maz and every time I have a gig with him or on my own.
Your family can't go?
No, something happens. I either get something else, I book something else that I have to stay here for or I have another gig that I have to go to that, you know, is more important or whatever it is. I don't know. But
when I start off, I see you quite a bit, you know, on
we
stage.
Work together a lot.
We work together and you're doing great. I watch you also.
Thanks, buddy.
And I see what you're getting out there. What do you have right now coming up? What's boiling in Amir K's world?
Well, anyone's listening, I don't know if you guys have any fans of Vancouver, but I'm going to Vancouver on the 26th. I'm headlining a theater out there.
Yuck Yucks or no?
No. It's a Centennial Theater.
I'll be doing that. So that'll be cool. That's a 700-seater that I'm hoping.
Wow, that's awesome.
How much, 700?
Yeah.
How much was Boston?
That was 1,100, but that was Maz's show. So
yeah, that was
sweet.
He
sold it out. It was awesome.
That was sweet. That was like four levels.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You saw
the picture.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Yeah, it was so cool because it was like a big theater, but it was like the most intimate theater. I don't know how to explain it, but the most intimate theater I've ever played because it wasn't deep, you know? It was like everybody was like right there, right in front of you.
Oh, this might sound like a stupid question. Do you guys get any protesters or anything like that, or like stupid things like that?
No. Maz is so cool, dude. It's like, no way.
No, I'm just curious. That some people are just idiots.
No, he told me sometimes like people will just like kind of like online heckle, like you know, some trolls. Everybody has it, dude.
Yeah,
they'll like send something like, "How could you support this?" or something, you know?
Right.
I kill you.
Like some. I mean, that's just stupid.
That's our sound guy right there, a racist sound guy.
don't ever play that again.
That's it. You can't see Argo again.
You guys are way better than that. Come on, I kill you. That's what he's going to play after all this.
I know.
Sound guy, get it together, bro. You're going to play I Kill You from Jeff Dunham? Come on, bro.
I would have picked Dunham. I would have picked Rick Iskieta. You know? For fuck why? That's what I would have picked. Rick Iskieta's terrorist bit.
Yeah, man.
Right? You know, I told you look for the sound. What are you talking about? Well, all right, we're here with Amir.
How long's the show, guys?
We've been here for an hour.
Yeah, man.
We've been here for an hour, and we go another hour because
Do you really?
We got news.
Yeah, you don't have to stick around the whole time.
Wait a minute, I was supposed to be here at when?
At 6:30.
Oh, okay, cool. I wasn't that late. I came.
No, you're fine.
You're welcome to stay if you want till the 8 o'clock hour.
We'll be talking about a lot of other shit.
Yeah, cool. Rob went to Vegas this weekend.
We talked about that already.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How was it?
Wasn't there supposed to be more?
That was it. That was the end of the story, man. Yeah, you want more? Fucking egg, dude.
I thought we were going to have
no prostitutes.
She's a no prostitute.
No,
We don't talk about that.
What happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas, right? Yeah.
Is on YouTube. So subscribe on YouTube. We have actually the question of the day. We'll include you here because I know you have some very crazy stories. But the question of the day is, have you ever done anything crazy or stupid for love? Cueing DJ right now.
Why?
Crazy and stupid for love.
Crazy
what?
And stupid.
I would do anything.
I don't know if it was for love.
Come on, the craziest thing. You know,
Have you been in love?
We'll let you.
I have been in love.
So you never did anything dumb?
I don't know. I probably have.
We'll let you.
I'm trying to think
about. We'll let you brew on up. Rob, how about you?
I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things. I think whenever I do something nice, it always blows up in my face.
Okay, so you do it all the time.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah,
isn't being nice, and then the chick's just like into some other dude or something.
Right.
Some shit like that.
She's into a guy with like a fucking drunkard or something like that. Or treats her like shit.
How about sound guy? You ever do anything crazy, stupid for love?
I mean, I fucking love you.
I went to Canada.
That's crazy.
Oh. Is that what happened?
Oh. So you went there and what happened?
Oh, we just ended up not being together.
Okay.
So, my God. So that cost how much?
That cost me $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
That makes me sad. Dude, I didn't know that part. But hold on a second. It doesn't end there. You'd think it would be a one-way ticket to that city where she was at. He took a plane to Detroit, then took a bus from Detroit
to Vancouver.
To Canada.
Vancouver, or where would you go?
To London, Ontario.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That is so much time to think about your mistake.
No, the moment I got off the plane and I walked and I was on the
bus, you were regretting it.
I was regretting it for a fact that, like, I got off and I was in this middle intersection and then in the middle of Detroit, abandoned, like, the part that looks very abandoned. And then I was just, like, in my jacket with my luggage. My laptop on the other side, and I just see a group of like questionable motherfuckers just on the other side of the street, and I'm just waiting for the bus.
Oh,
for 20 minutes.
Wow,
that sucks.
And the guy had like these old iPods.
Was it like 8 Mile? Did you start rapping at all?
Dude, no. It looked just like 8 Mile.
It did look like 8 Mile.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that because that's. I mean, I've done like stupid things. Like, I think I drove to Santa Barbara once for like Valentine's Day, even though the girl had a boyfriend, and I drove all the way out there. It was stupid of me, and it cost me like a pretty penny, and I bought like $100 ring and something like that, which is a lot at the time for me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you look back at it, you're just like, what an idiot, you know? It's just, I don't know. I think that you're making bad decisions. And yours is really bad because you actually, like, you, that's a lot of time to think about it. Like,
I'm still shocked over the dollar amount. But anyways, Amir.
I just was thinking about it. I have done the craziest thing. I think I killed two homeless people for this one chick that I was so in love with.
There you go. Now
and
we're talking.
She ended up dating some other dude. Two homeless dudes just whacked them off.
Did you lose any money? Did you lose any money?
No, I whacked them off.
Oh, you whacked them off.
And then I killed them,
And
then you killed them.
But did you lose any money? Did you lose any money?
I'm sure I've lost money along the way on some girls. I think one of my girlfriends in college, she's married now.
Okay.
I bought her like a ring and a purse, but she was sweet to me, you know? She was such a good girl. And there was that. And there was, I think I've only been in love like two or three times in my whole life.
Really?
And one of them was with you.
Oh, thank you. Oh. He's looking me right in the eye right now. It's true.
No,
he's
whacking two or three times. But you know when you like meet somebody, then you meet somebody else, you're like, you know what? I wasn't even in love.
When I meet somebody, you meet somebody else same night?
No, not like that. But you meet somebody and then you meet somebody else. You're like, oh, wow, this is
love. This is love. Yeah, and then wasn't love. This is love.
And then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, I was never in love with that person.
It's questionable. You know, you never know.
And so, like, how far did you go? Did you buy roses? Did you freaking buy
I bought a ring. I've bought jewelry for girlfriends, I think.
Uh-huh. That's the worst.
I'm not in a bad way. Like, we were together.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't ever, like bought something and been, like, not knowing or not knowing if she has a boyfriend or something. It's been my girlfriend.
Okay. Interesting.
So what happened? Is that girl listening?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? That was a lot of money.
Well, how could you tell she's listening?
Oh, she just texted me.
Oh, you're such a jerk for doing that to him, by the way.
Yeah.
What's
poor thing. How did you break his heart like that, my poor little brother?
Yo, put it on blast, please. Yeah, what's her name?
Fucked up.
We are good friends.
You guys are good friends?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Just to let her know right now. His face is so red.
He's embarrassed.
So friggin' red right now.
Is this your brother?
He's my brother, my younger brother. Yeah.
Now I see it.
Now he's sweating. He's taking off his jacket right now because he's sweating. So you're making him suffer, honey. You know, just so, I know you're listening. You're making him suffer even afterwards. But you know what? He's a good guy. You got to text him right now. Tell him he's a good guy. You're still a good guy.
He still spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he almost got attacked by gang members in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
She texted here.
Oh, here she is. Oh, we're communicating with her. All right.
At least she's a listener.
Why doesn't she call in? Tell her to call in.
Oh, no.
Come on, honey. Call her.
Call in.
1-800-893-9562.
That's not expensive 1-800-893-9562.
Oh, did she pay for most of it?
No. I have some serious questions.
She did. She put in a lot.
Who is it? Oh, hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Yeah. Hey, this is Eric Andrew.
Oh, that's a made up name. Took too long.
Hey, Eric Andrew. I know. Eric Andrew. Is that your middle name, Eric Andrew? Eric, who you call? How'd you hear about us, Eric?
I saw you guys were having this little show thing on Twitter, so I wanted to call in and say hi.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks for calling.
Are you whacking off?
Are you whacking off right now?
Eric, how you doing, Eric, man?
You got a very...
I saw Amir not too long ago at the Haha. I just think he's really funny. He's got great hair.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. So you have seen me in person.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of him. He does have great
hair.
That's
the proof.
Hey, you know, you sound a little femme. Are you straight or gay or bi or...
Come on, man.
No, 100% gay. I mean, please.
Oh, okay. So,
are you gay?
No, I'm not. I'm straight, but all I'm right. Just trying to see why you're calling in. Are you...
What I want to call and see is Amir single by chance?
That's so funny, man. Yeah. Hit me up on Facebook, man. We'll private chat.
Oh, you go...
I'm totally kidding. Come on, man. This is a fake caller. Who the fuck is this?
Who is this?
Seriously?
Eric Andrew?
Who's Eric?
Is that a real name? Eric Andrew?
Yeah, why would I
make
it up?
Well, Amir says you're making it up. So he doesn't believe gay people like it.
I think it's actually a compliment.
It's kind of fucked up.
I think it's one of my friends, actually.
I think it's like a compliment, though, like when gay people like you.
Yeah, I like it, man.
I actually... go ahead, Eric Andrew.
I was just calling because I was wondering if... when are you performing next? I just want to see like when that's happening next.
This is such a fake call, dude.
I'm performing on April 26th.
A buddy of mine, probably one of my comic buddies.
Oh, Amir, you want to know when Amir's performing? I'm sorry. Okay, when are you performing?
Yeah, no, I actually... No, not, I could care less about Rick's, but...
Thank you.
Oh, I just got it, Brady. You're so funny. Man. Oh. I fucking love you. It's so Brady. You're the best, Brooch.
Brady Matthews.
It's Brady Matthews.
Oh, man.
Good call, fool. I like this hair and all. Dude, by the way, I bombed that audition today.
I
freaking bombed that audition today, buddy. You helped me on an audition
last
night.
That's way too much dialogue for such a shitty little project.
What are you asking Brady for?
Oh, no, he coaches me on auditions.
What do you do, Brady?
He gets me movies.
What do you do?
I helped him book a movie. Well, he booked it himself, but we just fucking...
Brady, stop trying to get your credits in here, dude.
That's fucking... Oh, dude.
I'll be at the comedy store tonight at 11:30.
Brady Matthews.
Brady Matthews.
Matt Black.
Oh, you're doing that Jonathan Dane show, right?
I'm doing that. I'm just popping in, doing a quick five, and then I'm going to the comedy store.
Because you're always in a hurry. You got to always be somewhere.
I've always got something going on.
Yeah,
he moves fast.
Can I go first? He walks in all the time. Can I go first?
I don't even have time for this right now.
Dude, I love that you called it. You're like, this Eric Andrews.
Eric Andrews.
It's the first name I could think of, dude. I was like,
who is this guy?
And Eric Andrews.
How'd you like when I figured it out, bro? I figured it out. So engaging.
Pretty dope. All right, guys. Well, good talk. And sorry.
No. You gotta stick this out, bro.
Hey, fuck you. I dropped the call on you. Fuck you. He's like, all right, I gotta go, guys. And fuck you, dude.
I knew it was fake.
I gotta cut you, man. Yeah, that's Brady Matthews. Very funny comedian. Look for him on BradyMatthews.com. You and Brady hang out a lot.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends, man.
Yeah, yeah. Who else you got there in that?
I hang with Andy Kozel a lot. He's one of my good buddies, like Rick Glassman,
Glassman, I think I saw Glassman in a commercial recently.
Oh, yeah, he's doing really well. Glassman's doing really well. I don't know. Let me see who else. As far as comics, a lot of buddies. Francisco Ramos, he's a good buddy.
Oh, yeah, I've been inviting Francisco, too, here. I actually love Francisco.
Oh, he'd be great for the show.
Amir K.
Frank, call in if you're listening.
Yeah, call in, Francisco, if you're listening.
Frank, we'll listen to you, man.
We actually have, right now, we have many listeners.
Oh, wow.
In the Boston area for some reason. I don't know why.
I was just there.
He was just there.
Oh, okay. And listeners in Iran, 6, too. We have listeners in Iran and one big pissed off listener in Canada. All right.
Does it tell you where your listeners are?
Oh, yeah. I get pictures of them and everything.
Does it tell you, though, really?
Yeah, it says how many listeners and everything.
No, it tells me how many listeners I have right now, and there's just a whole bunch. Thank you. We have our photographer right now in the house. And
all right, dude.
All right, calm down.
That was not on me, man. You blame the sound guy for that one.
All right.
He's talking to the third person now, too.
I know.
Don't you blame the sound guy. That's me.
For that one. Amir K.
You didn't tell us what you did for love. Come on, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I did the stupidest thing.
I got married.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, the dumbest thing. So I got married. And you know what? That is a whole big thing, a whole big picture with the engagement ring, with the family dinner. I was going through notes. Right. Like, I was going through my box the other day, and I saw, the pre-wedding dinner.
Right.
Where we had with the family. And this was expensive stuff, man. And so I'm just warning you guys.
That's why I can't get...
Don't do it.
Yeah, think about it. The money.
Oh, man, you couldn't even do it with comedy right now, Oh,
no. Not even Vegas, but it was it was a lot of money that went out of pocket. Cool chick. We got along great. Everything was good, but just, couldn't make it last. So moved on, and I went into comedy.
Nice. Good transition, bro.
My new wife, comedy.
Just married to the game.
Yeah, I just married the game.
Hey, at least you didn't take your sense of humor, Rick.
Yeah, she didn't.
In the divorce.
She can't take that.
Or $1,000. She took more. We're going to take a quick music break. You got music queued up for me, Rob? DJ Rob?
Waka, 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 waka.
Oh, nice.
I can put Ray J's hit.
How about you? Okay, yeah, yeah. Why don't you do that?
So people can hear it?
Yeah, this is, but introduce it. Introduce it.
All right, this is the stupidest song. It's Ray J. You guys can hear it. It's I Hit It First, and it's really dumb. And go ahead and listen
to it. Who's Ray J?
Ray J's the guy that banged Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, explain to the people who don't know.
Well, he banged Kim Kardashian. Now he's making fun.
Kim Kardashian famous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now he's like, the lyrics are ridiculous. We'll talk about it when we come back, though.
All right.
So you guys can hear it right now, just in case you haven't heard it.
Cool. Hit it. And I don't even put in work.
Chose to go west. We deep in the building. She know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't live with the one money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Go going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New post sitting clean, get the match and roll. I did that first on everybody now. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hate. Hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in work. Finna be. I produce, the only mission with the Hennessy. Give her no door to come, but I gave it 10 to leave. I bet I hit it first, unless you took out the virginity. First come, first serve is all a player, no. But I don't wanna be a player, no, no. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. All that ain't thing, but ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her, and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face, like some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely, ain't you miss. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving. I be my own rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, to me, girl, I know just how you do me. And if you would have come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would have come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would have come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop the shoulder, and I don't even put in work. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
That was,
oh my God. I think that's the first time he got radio play.
Yeah?
I think so. It's called I Hit It First.
I Hit It First.
Yeah, you played it first.
I know, I did play it first.
That's what you did.
It was such a ridiculous song. It's just something like the lyrics to it are just like, this guy's just so jealous that Kim Kardashian's famous now.
Yeah,
I think. Totally. Because he's the one that made her famous.
Now, do you have any girls that you can write a song like that about?
That I hit it first?
That they were virgins?
Yeah, I mean, how many? Yeah, like right. Three, but I don't
like
think
three. I like that.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, like, I've had three virgins in my lifetime, but he is not like, it wasn't like he discovered her. Like, it wasn't like the first time she had sex, you know? Like, I mean, for her to make the video. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like mostly him. You know, he just keeps on looking at the camera. She was like nobody at the time, and then now all of a sudden she's
I'm sure he didn't hit it first.
How about you, Amir? Exactly. You got a lot of girls.
Another album?
You got a lot of girls you can.
write that song to?
I hit it eighth. That's what I said. I have a song coming out that says, I hit it eighth, and it's about just like...
She's such a hoe.
Yeah, she's
a dirty hoe, hoe, hoe.
I hit it 257.
Yeah.
You know, one of those, probably.
She was so sweet. Wow.
Yeah. She was sweet?
No, I'm saying 257. She was so sweet.
Yeah, she was so sweet.
She was sweet and sour. How about you, Adrian? Any virgins you can claim out there?
Just the one in Vancouver.
No, easy.
I want to go in on this girl, man. What a jerk.
She's waiting for you, Amir, in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Sweetie, no one knows who you are, by the way. Just to let you know, no one knows who you are.
It's not like your friends are listening.
We got like, what, 10 listeners. You know?
Really, yeah, honey, don't get all hurt. You should have seen my brother cry when he came off the plane, so please... Don't, you broke his heart.
So if anything, you know, he did not hit it first.
He doesn't have a song called
I don't think, look,
I don't think she broke his heart. I think what she was doing is she was being the smarter one, understanding that long distance love affair.
Not going to work out. Exactly. Right?
So she was the smarter one.
Dr. Ischietta.
Wait, hold on a second.
Absolutely Oprah.
Hold on a second. Not Dr. Ischietta.
Dr. Phil Schiet.
No, not Dr. Ischietta. What the hell, dude? Come on, you're gonna get.
Oh, here we go.
What happened?
Oh, fuck, hang on. Sorry, dude. I always bring it down and bring it back up.
Okay, wait.
The philosophy of Rick.
There you go. That's what it is.
Oh, nice. That's the philosophy of Dr. Rick.
Philosophy of Rick. Long distance love affair does not work.
So, wait, did you ever hit it first?
Oh, twice. I had two.
You had two?
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Yeah, that's nice.
She got like a belt.
Hey, one was a really famous girl came on music videos. She was on the Tone Loc video.
Oh, yeah. Video Ho. I have a hard time believing you hit a first on a video Ho.
Absolutely. Well, she was in high school when I knew her.
Dude, oh, nice.
I had it all over.
Oh, my God. How is that even famous?
Like, she was in a Tone Loc video.
I heard she married.
She banged Tone Loc.
Hey, wait a minute. I heard she married... one of the Beastie Boys.
Oh.
And she married one of the Beastie Boys.
You heard.
Boys. Yeah.
So you don't even know if it's a fact.
I don't know where she's at.
I don't even know about your stories anymore. You knew Gerardo.
You want a really good one? Me and Sly Stallone screwed the same girl.
No way.
Yep.
At the same time?
No.
That would have been a story.
I went first. I hit it first. And then Sly Stallone hit it 257.
Yeah.
He hit it 250.
All right. Here we are. I think it's going to be... time for the news. So we're going to go ahead and launch our new news song here.
And now, your anchorman, meteorologist, sports connoisseur, Notre Dame High School alum, comedian and chauffeur, and on occasions he likes to catch his stepdad wearing a bra, Rob DeRocha.
Wow. Nice intro.
Oh man, did you like that, Rob? Yeah, that was funny.
There was okay. Hey, wait, there was a, wait, there was another one that he did.
Oh, there's another one. Let's hear that one.
This is one that I thought was.
He wanted to do this one.
Okay.
I wanted.
And now, your anchorman, meteorologist, sports connoisseur, Notre Dame High School alum, comedian, and chauffeur, and on occasions on the weekends is a dendrophiliac, Rob. DeRocha.
What the hell is a dendrophiliac?
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that reference.
Oh, it's a guy who humps trees.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like every weekend.
I know what that is.
Thesaurus here, so I didn't know.
So you should see where. Assuming people are smart.
I don't know. Did he just say that?
Assuming that people are smart.
You see what I mean? That's why I take the mic away from
you. You're so pompous.
Okay, so we're getting this shit ready, right? And I'm like, okay, this is what I got to do. His dad occasionally wears, catches his brother, his stepdad. And then he goes, no, dendrophilia.
Yeah,
and I just go, what the fuck is your mind?
I don't know if it's weirder that you said that or that's an actual thing.
That you even know that is
actually.
Dude, I just remember that from that movie, Can't Hardly Wait, and back in the 90s. I'm a 90s boy, so it's like... Can't Hardly Wait came out, and then Seth Green and the girl were stuck in the bathroom. And then he goes, I'm sorry I said to everyone that you were a bitch around high school. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry I told everyone that you were a dendrophiliac. And so Seth Green goes like, what's that? And he goes, it's a guy who humps trees. That's how it came out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, years later, still not funny.
I never knew anybody knew the quotes from that movie. That's about it.
I love
that.
Is
that Can't Hardly Wait? That's the one where I can kick anybody's ass in this room. Is that that movie?
Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait.
That's somebody in there call me a fag.
Yeah.
What about the guy that was that the one where the nerdy guy's like, don't drink the beer, it's gone bad?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Those are good lines.
Yeah, not don't feel like hump trees, poo.
those were like fill-ins.
Yeah, those were
fill-ins. Like, dude, we need to fill in something. Gentrifuge feel like, okay, that's not funny, but we'll fill it in.
I don't know what that was.
All right, back to Rob.
All right, guys.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I might get out of here, but
all
before
right,
I do,
good seeing you.
If there's anybody listening that's in these places, I'm going to be...
Amir, where are you going to be at?
Let's see here.
We're a podcast, so they'll listen down in the future. So if you got anything big coming up, May, June,
yeah, that's
out there.
Cool. I'll
we got
out
to
some
2,000 downloads last month.
Yeah,
last week,
so. In 2018, I'm going to be at the ones. I'm kidding. actually, at the end of the month, this month, I'll be in New York. So Levity Live in West Nyack, which is upstate New York,
sweet.
And I'll be playing a place in Connecticut. I don't know where it is yet, but check my website, AmirComedy.com.
Sweet.
Follow me on Twitter at AmirComedy.
Right.
And come check out a show. But yeah, that's the end of the month here. And then I'll be in Tempe, Arizona.
At Laughs?
No. I'll be the Tempe Improv.
Tempe. Okay.
The 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Hey, they're just reopening that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're playing it.
Are you going to be there when they've opened it for the first time? Because I don't think they've opened it
yet.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the first time, but we're playing there.
Oh, that's great, man.
So that's that one. And then I'll be in Vancouver from the 17th all the way to my show at the Centennial Theater on the 26th of May.
Okay.
Wait.
And then I'll be in London.
Wait. You're going to be in Vancouver?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
Wait a minute. Hey, you want to send a message with Amir?
Yeah, send a message, man.
Well, first off, she's not in Vancouver.
Oh, where's she at?
Well, she's in London, Ontario.
Oh, I'll be in the real London after that. So,
appreciate it, though, Amir.
Is it going to be in the same location, the Tempe Improv? Do you know anything about it?
I have no idea. You know, I've only played stand up live in Phoenix.
That's like their big rival, and then they shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The guy killed himself.
The stand up live owners. Open Tempe.
Yeah, that's what happened.
They
just kind of took over.
Yeah, so Stand Up Live owns Tempe Improv and Stand Up Live.
That's why we're playing it, I think, because, I don't think we would have, because, Levity does work with, which is
right.
My management company, does work with all the Levity Lives and the Stand Up Live.
Yeah.
So the talent goes there.
Cool.
So we'll see how that is. But check my website, AmirComedy.com, or follow me on Twitter for that, or Facebook.
All right, man.
Hey, Amir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Amir
K,
thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate you coming down. I know that you went out of your way to get here. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a good one, huh?
I'll see you out there in the nightclubs. Thank you very much, okay? Drive safely.
Love you guys.
Okay, love you too, man. I'm so jealous of your hair, fucker, but...
No worries, bro, no worries.
It's so flowing.
It's so flowing, isn't it? Amir K, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up one more time for Amir K. All right. Thank you, Amir.
Take care, buddy.
Good job. Look for Amir at those places. Amir, what's your website? AmirComedy.com. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Amir K, one more time.
Right.
We had a good time there. Now we are back to the news.
We're going to play this again? All right, we don't have to play it again. Let's go right into Ken Cosinelli.
Ken Cosinelli,
the guy. What exactly is his position? Since you're the one that sent me the news article about that.
Well, Ken Cosinelli, his position.
I know his position is that he's trying to outlaw sodomy in Virginia.
Yeah,
and he's trying to say that.
Sorry, my bad.
What is that?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I was looking for Ken. But...
Okay, what does that have to do with Ken?
I know. Okay, so he's outlawing.
Sodomy. But see, the thing is that it's not just sodomy.
Uh-huh.
It's also blowjobs.
Yeah. Oral sex and anything. This is what he says. He says sex is for making other people, other human beings, and that is it. It is not for pleasure. Okay. And so therefore
Does he masturbate? Does that include masturbation?
No, you can't do any of that. You can't do any of that.
See, that's kind of stuff like just really chaps my hide.
Isn't it really crazy?
It really gets me upset. Yeah, it gets me very perturbed.
Yeah.
Brian, big word for you?
Oh,
Okay, okay,
So he's trying to outlaw sodomy, and I just think it's probably like the stupidest thing that I've heard. Like, I don't understand what's going on with society, or either people that are like high up like that, when something like that comes to like Congress or anything, that when they're trying to make a law,
uh-huh,
it's like they should just definitely just like fucking just slap that person or take him out of that position already.
Right.
You know? Like, why does that person have that position? To waste taxpayers' dollars and time.
Yes.
I just gets me upset. I'm sorry. Like,
well, here's a news clip.
Circles, and he's running for governor in, of course, the Republican Party for Virginia. He's got a very good chance of winning. He might not win after people find out what he's really for. So, along those lines, he's defending the Virginia's Crimes Against Nature statute. Now, what is that? Well, that's a statute that outlaws sodomy. Now, wait a minute. We got a couple of issues here. First of all, the Supreme Court has already ruled in 2003 in Lawrence v. Texas that those statutes are clearly unconstitutional. So this is an open and shut thing, right? So they had the statute on the book before 2003. Supreme Court rules this way. Well, it's got to go. In fact, a court, federal appeals court, just struck down the statute as clearly unconstitutional. So this should be the end of the issue, but it isn't. Because here comes Ken Cuccinelli to say, I'm filing an appeal. He's doing that right now.
He's filing an appeal
saying, no, I want to continue to outlaw sodomy, even though the Supreme Court very clearly ruled on it. Now, you got the part where he's directly against the United States Supreme Court, Constitution, etc. Put that aside for a second. Let's go to the substance.
Substance.
He wants to outlaw sodomy in Virginia, or keep it illegal. Do you know what sodomy is?
He's just basically saying what I just said.
It's not just sex that gay people have. Sodomy, of course, is also for straight people. Sodomy. It's also for straight people.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So you just said basically what I just said.
Yeah, I didn't have it queued up, okay? That's my
bad.
That
was great.
Because my sound guy didn't have it
queued
up.
Okay, can we play that again?
It's what's for dinner. Anyway.
It's what's good for dinner.
Okay.
All right. Basically, this guy is trying to say that oral sex is against the law.
Right.
He's trying to make it against the law now.
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
With a name like Cuccinelli.
I mean, personally, I love sodomy. I want to do it, but other than that, you know.
You like to receive
actually,
it?
Actually, like, cougars like it in the butt, right?
Yeah, that's what Bama said,
yeah,
right?
Bama was sitting
there. Yeah, cougars like it in the butt! All right, here
okay,
we go.
Okay, that was good.
All right.
That was good.
What's next on the
Let me see. What other news things? This happened today, and I don't even know. I'm just going to bring it up.
Really quick. Some girl just chatted to me. She said, obviously, he's never had a blowjob. So.
Oh, who? Yeah. Coach Cossolini?
Yeah.
Yes,
one obviously of our number one fans. Actually, this chick's been a fan since I had it in the garage. I had the show.
Oh, really?
In the
awesome.
Alicia Crespo Sandoval.
Oh, thank you.
You tell them. You tell them, Alicia. Okay, go ahead.
Alicia. What else is new? This happened today. It's kind of a bummer. I don't even know. I'm just going to bring it up quickly, but it's just kind of a bothersome. The only reason why. Well, first of all, it happened in Texas. It's 14 people were stabbed today with an X-Acto knife.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
They got wounded.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but one of the guys that, the guy that was doing the stabbing, one guy went at him and pinned him down and actually took a picture of him and said, like, this motherfucker's been going around stabbing people. And he posted it on Instagram.
Okay.
That he had helped him capture him. I don't know if that part's true or not. But the thing that's annoying me is that people are on Facebook and Twitter and saying that there should be knife control and this and that. But the fact is, listen, people that love guns, 14 people were stabbed. 14 people were wounded. All right. No one died today. So there's a big difference between a gun and an X-Acto knife. So that's all I wanted to say about that. I mean, I don't know what your input on is.
Huge difference. Like I said earlier when we were talking about this, if you're within 2 feet, I will get you with a knife. If you're past 2 feet, I can get you with a gun and not really with a knife.
Right, exactly. And then you can also run away from somebody, or like if you saw like people were like, the whole school went on lockdown. They started telling everybody to like, you know, hide this and that and not to go outside. It's a tragedy, I understand, but at the same time, it's not as bad as guns.
What are you thinking about these people that are taking pictures while a tragedy is happening? Like the person who fell in the subway, this guy taking a picture while people are stabbing, They were doing this story on the Heidi Klum when she was trying to save her little son in the beach. He was drowning. Somebody was the reporters were taking pictures. They were more interested in taking pictures than helping.
Right. What do I think about that? I think that these people are idiots. I mean, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't take a picture of like something like that. Maybe I would. I don't know.
I know. It's a different world today.
Yeah, I know.
It's a different world.
Because everyone's got a camera all the time. I mean, you can't really hide from anything anymore.
Dude, look at that guy's head's bleeding. Hold on. Let me get my camera first, bro.
Exactly. Look what I just saw.
Can you hand me your t-shirt? No, dude. Let me take a picture. Don't clean it up.
You know what's funny was this. Couple of years ago, this girl named Ashley Brett Stiles, she's a Facebook friend of mine. While she was giving birth, she was on Facebook talking about the fact that she was giving birth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally going, yeah. I thought that, you know, that's what's going to happen later on. People are going to be, like, dying and tweeting at the same time. Like, I'm dying right now. Right. I cannot. Hashtag die. You know?
Hashtag last breath.
Yeah, hashtag last breath.
All right. Well, that's interesting stories. Anything else in the news, Rob?
What else? Chris Brown and Rihanna broke up. I don't know.
What?
I know. It's horrible.
No way.
And he actually came out with a song called I Hit It First.
Yes.
That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, I was like, where are you going with this?
He hit it first. I hit it first.
Yeah,
he did hit it first.
He did. No, maybe there was some. Maybe she liked that before him.
Yeah, that's about it for that. And I think...
that's about it for that.
What else happened? I guess we can go into sports or we can go my rant really quick.
Well, yeah, I think we'll...
Yes,
you like that, Rob?
Yeah, Rob's rants. The kids are happy. Everyone wants to know my rants.
Yeah.
Two things happened to me the last couple days. Actually, this happened to me today.
Okay.
I hate when I'm at the gym, I'm using the equipment. I was on a bike.
Yeah.
And this, like, first of all, I hate people that smell when you're at the gym. But, like,
Yeah.
I'm working out. And I posted it on Facebook, so if anyone out there can, you can just go on my Facebook, Rob DeRocha. And it has a picture on one side that has like five empty bikes, and then you turn to the left, and there's like older Asian dude just comes over and goes on the bike right next to me.
Yeah, and you said he smelled.
And he smelled like cat piss or urine.
Cat piss?
Yeah. Is this guy sex or is this like
working out? No, this is the guy working out next to you.
This is that's working out next to me?
Hey, Rob.
I do not want this man working out next to me.
I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
Did he tell you that?
No,
he's going to put his nutsack on your...
Wow. So, yeah, this guy was right next to me, and it was just the most horrible experience. Like, I had to move. It was like, dude, like, I just looked at him, too. Like, are you seriously going to be right next to me, you stupid bastard, you know? Like, he smelled like that cat urine ammonia smell.
Oh, you know what? I've never met anybody the only people I've met that smell like urine are homeless people.
Really?
Like, I've really never met.
Some people, you know what it
somebody
is?
Somebody like, fucking working out?
That's why I don't like cats. Because, like, some people that have a lot of cats, like, I've smelt it before. I know the smell. And, like, one time I remember I was at this club and, like, the bouncer, you can tell, like, he owned a lot of cats because there was cat hair on his suit.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
And he smelled like a cat pissed on his clothes a couple times. And I don't think he knew that he smelled.
Oh,
and it was very strong. And I wanted to tell him, like, do you know that you fucking stink right now? Like, I just wanted to let him know. Because, like, he had, like a thing around him of smell. It was, like, it was a punch to the face.
Like, he had a ring, a green ring?
An entity. Like, the Seinfeld episode, like, he had, like, an entity around him. When the valet goes in the car.
Oh, gosh.
And here's the next thing that really annoys me. I don't know why. Is it just me? But do all homeless people, like, do they all just get together and have a meeting and say, like, look, we're not going to cross the street until it's red. like it can be green forever. I saw it. I literally saw it. This guy was standing there. It was green. It started blinking. It was ready to go. And then he decided to start walking in heavy traffic off of Highland and Sunset. He started walking. And, like, I'm trying to make a left-hand turn. And, like, he's there. Then I finally honk at him. I don't know why I honked. Like, it doesn't even really help. you know, he just looked at me and just gave me a stare and kind of like stood there and walked slower.
Yeah, so if you honk, they stop.
Yeah, they stop. So he was more upset at me. And then, yeah, that was it. Like,
Dang, did he do that to your car?
No, he did not. That was like Julian's laugh.
I know, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's like Bela Lugosi laugh. But yeah, I just hate bums that do that. I don't know. I feel bad because they're bums too. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know if they like, they just don't. I mean, I guess they have nothing to really hurry up for. They're not late for a job or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I told you, a lot of them are mentally challenged. They have a sickness. A lot of them, it's either schizo or bipolar.
Right, but still, like, I don't know. I know. There's going to be some sort of decency inside them.
Well, you know, I was living in downtown L.A., Rob, and one of the reasons I moved from downtown L.A. is because when I came out of my building in the alley, some guy was taking a shit on my building.
Oh, my God.
He was taking a dump right there on my building.
No!
Exactly, just like that. And I had to stop.
Wait, time out. What was he? Did he have toilet paper?
No.
Wait, are you sure he wasn't camping?
No. There was like a trash can. So he was
out of the trash can?
No. There was like, you know, those big
dumpster.
Yeah, the dumpsters. He was like behind the dumpster. Not behind it, but like on the corner of the dumpster where the dumpster touches the wall.
Yeah.
And so he was kind of like just had his butt back there.
What time was it?
Exactly. Yeah. This was like, dude, this was like 1 in the afternoon.
It's like one in the middle,
right in the middle of the day, dude.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh well, you know. And so I'm walking out of my building that I pay so much money on. You know that, like, this rent, like, this is where I finally had it. I was paying so much money there, and so
I'm just kind of gagging right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did because I think I caught him. Okay, like right when it was hanging, right when it was hanging off his ass, it was like, it looked like he had a third leg, like he was squatting, and it was like, hey, and then I just kind of like, I go, and I looked at him and I go, really? I just like that, really?
And well, what do you want him to do?
And he would just, go to a bush, go further down.
He's downtown, he's gotta go.
No, not on the building, not on the friggin' building in front of other people. You know, it was disgusting, and that's what pulled me away from downtown.
You know, it's funny that you say that because whenever I'm running or like I'm out for a run or anything of the sort, like I've had situations in my life where you have to go to the bathroom. Like I'm doing like a long distance run. I'm doing like 7 miles or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I'm like right around, like when I'm too far from my house already,
uh-huh.
And you get like, you drink that coffee to get that energy up, you know, and then all of a sudden you got to go.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah, it actually happened to somebody today.
It happened to who?
Wait, you have coffee?
Before
the show. It's cool.
No, I wasn't running, though. What I'm saying is, like, I would be like this bum because I've actually thought in my head, like, I've been on Runyon Canyon where, I'm up the hill already.
Yeah.
There's no toilet in sight.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Dude, I told you my story about...
What do you do?
I told you my story about getting ready to do the show at Sardo's. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then I had to go, and then I couldn't tell the host, and the bathroom was right by the stage, and so I went behind the building, and I was really thinking I was going to do what that bum did. You know, I was like, I might have to just release here, but my mind was much more powerful than my ass, right? And my mind managed to control it, and I ended up going and doing a set. And then didn't have to go to the bathroom until I went home.
But
it was so close, Rob. I was crying. I was sweating. It was really bad. It was really bad.
I haven't cried or sweated.
Oh, I was crying and sweating really bad.
No, I went to a friend's house that lived in Hollywood one time, and I was in such a hurry because I needed to go to the bathroom. And, like, I just, like, I'm like, dude, are you home? And, like, I ran by his place, and I went inside, and, like, I was almost dying. The worst thing is when you're trying to run fast to get home, but you can't because it hurts so bad.
If you run, it's going to come out.
I've never shit my pants. And I don't ever want to.
Yeah. But
that kind of scares me, man. That's like a nightmare I have. That's why I don't run a marathon. That's the main reason why I won't run a marathon. I am scared because I remember there was a clip, and I think you can find it on YouTube. I'm not too sure, but there's a clip of a girl who was at the end of the marathon. This is back like in the 90s or something like that.
She crapped her pants. I remember that.
She crapped her pants on live television.
Actually, she didn't have pants. She had dolphin shorts.
Yeah. And like the thing came out and like the announcer said like, oh, there seems to be a bit of a problem. And it's like, that's not a problem. That's just horrible. That's in front of everybody.
It's a nightmare. Hey, you know, when I was in Scottsdale, a family invited us over for Easter.
And you had to take a crap?
And I had to take a crap. Oh. Now, the old me would have said, I would have said, hey, you know what? Can I borrow your car? Like, it was Willie's car. So I said, you know, can I borrow your car? I'm going to go to the gas station. Don't tell anybody what I'm going to do. Because I don't like crapping in people's houses, right? Yeah. And so, but this time, the new me is like, I don't care, you know? So I told the owner, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to go christen your bathroom if you don't mind. And the owner was like, cool. The owner was this big guy who cooked us this huge meal, like three tables of steak and mashed potatoes and everything. And I was like, it's your fault. I was blaming him. It's your fault. You fed me all this food. So I went in there and I did my thing. I you know, did courtesy flushes, of course. So I didn't smell at the place.
You took a prison shit.
Yeah. And so
everyone that doesn't know what a prison shit is, it's because you got to share the bathroom with a cellmate. So and as soon as that thing comes out, you got to flush.
Yeah.
Right away.
Also known as a courtesy flush, right?
It's a prison shit, okay. But go ahead.
So the guy puts on my Facebook, he goes, hey, man, it was really great having you guys over. And thank you for blowing up my bathroom.
I can't do that, man. Have you, you got a story, Julian?
One time.
I like how he calls you Julian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he now?
Are you serious?
No, Let's keep it. Let him think about it. What is the movie? What is our movie critic title name?
Adrian.
There you go. Okay. Okay.
All right. I was in Paris and we went out to drink one night. I actually lost two of my friends.
I understand the story already because he started off, I was in Paris. Okay, go ahead.
I lost two of my friends in the night, and I was by myself, drunk as fuck. I wasn't able to get back home unless I had to take the train, and it was already 3 a.m, and so the train wasn't open, but the train station was, and so I went downstairs. I had to take a massive dump. Like, I could not hold it in. Like, I was walking, and the next train was coming in 2 hours. And there was no stores open. There's no bathrooms on the street.
What'd you do?
I went to the corner of the train station where like no one could see me. And there was no one there
to begin with.
And
no,
I just took a massive dump.
Oh, at the corner. God. Man. See, I can't do that.
I'm never going to Paris.
No one was there. It was 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. Imagine. What is this?
What is this? A poo-poo.
Oh,
man. Le Fuji.
Who is this freaking American?
Who is this? And why is that? Oh, my gosh. That horse.
Oh, my God. You did it. So, like, I would be scared. To crap my pants, like I get in on my shoes.
Oh no! It was,
it was a solid one. It wasn't an explosion.
No, it was a solid one.
You
like,
never taken a dump in the woods?
You know, like when you
never taken a dump in the woods?
Never.
Wow.
Never. Yeah. I always have. There's always an outhouse or something.
Always
like that.
An outhouse.
I was kind enough. I put a newspaper over it, so that way.
Oh my God! Could you imagine someone stepping on that?
But it was at the corner. No one would see it.
Oh, there's somebody. You ruined someone's day.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They were in Paris. They're like, oh, look at this beautiful place. What is this?
No, dude. It was in the bottom, in the subway. It was like at the bottom.
Oh, look at what the little baby found. Look what the little baby found. What does the baby have in his hand? That is shit. Oh, my God. Put this shit down. Don't touch that.
Oh, my God.
No, don't touch it, baby. That is shit.
All right.
Next story. Never should.
All right, let's go into sports.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
We got a caller. All right, late in the show. Who's calling Iz Radio right now? You're on the line. Hello. Iz Radio. Hello. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling you from Europe.
Calling from Europe?
From Europe. I've heard the story about the American shitting on the platform, and I wanted to call in.
Yeah. You want? What do you got to say? What's your name, first of all?
My name.
What? What was that?
Gerhard.
And where are you calling from, Gerhard?
I'm calling from outside Berlin, Germany.
Okay. So what do you got to say to our little dumper here in
guten
Paris?
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
Oh.
Well, wie geht's? Du sprichst Deutsch, oder was?
Oh, yeah, he didn't understand that. He just knew baguettes.
Okay, all right. Was that the shitter?
Yeah, that was a shitter, yeah.
Yeah, all right. No, I mean, most Europeans, we try and provide lots of bathrooms for Americans, especially in train station. But, you know, I listen to your show. This is the Rick. Is this Rick?
Yeah, I'm Rick and Rob and Yo Adrian.
Yeah, someone sent me your video on the hot dogs, you know, the Mexican hot dogs in California.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought so funny. I tried to find a Mexican in Berlin to give a hot dog to, but they didn't get the joke. So,
yeah, they got to be over here to get it.
And you had the stories about people in love tonight.
Yes. What's your story? What's your story about crazy things?
I feel a little foolish, you know, because the story. I always have lived in the city, and I studied at university, and I did lots of work with computers. But I was out in the countryside, and I found a beautiful woman with the long black hair and brown eyes, and decided that I must have her. And so I approached her, and she ran away, very shy. So I left my job, and I left the university, and I came out, and I lived on a farm. And I gave up my whole life to be a farmer, even though I know nothing. It's like I might as well have been looking for a bathroom in the Paris train station. There's nowhere for me to put my shit. And so my problem then is she would not love me no matter what I did. She would not love me. I would bring her carrots. I would bring her little cubes of sugar. I brought her a saddle, and she was always very shy and ran away. And by the time I realized there would be no friendship, there would be no relationship, I could not get my job back.
Oh, so you lost your job for love.
I lost it. I lost everything. And now it's 3 a.m. in Germany and I'm listening to your show. I have nothing to do.
Oh.
Well, hey, listen. That's a sad story, man.
But thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing it. We really appreciate it.
That was good.
Oh, man. That was sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Back to the news.
No, we're going to sports.
Oh, sports. Spin sports. With Rob.
Wow, that's a good sound.
He didn't like it.
We
recorded it, but he didn't get it ready.
Oh, he didn't get it ready? Oh, okay. Well, let's go to quick. Rick Pitino, right? Rick Pitino?
Yeah, congratulations to Rick Pitino.
Yeah, this guy's been through hell and back, man. Like, yeah. He lost, he won the Kentucky, he won with the championship, the NCAA championship back in 96, I think it was.
With Kentucky, yeah.
With Kentucky defense. Then he got, like, booted out of Kentucky because of, because he cheated on his wife. We had a one-night stand, some, like, girl tried to extort money from him.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. So he's been, like, through hell, like, I mean, after that. And then also he lost his son.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he lost his son.
Oh, that's sad. How?
They don't really know. It was something like some tragic accident, like something
like
that.
But now things are going good for him.
Well, things are going unbelievable. I mean, if you ride the Rick Pitino train right now, I mean, he just won the basketball championship.
Yeah.
His horse just qualified for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Here comes Rick right now.
No, Rick's not here. Anyways.
The ladies are all. I like his name.
Yeah, so what else? Oh, and then he's going to get a tattoo. He's going to get a tattoo because he told his players. This guy's like such straight edge guy, you know? And like he's going to get a tattoo. I thought it'd be funny if he got like a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Because the guy's like 60
like a basketball?
Years old. Yeah, basketball or something like that.
Oh, maybe no, like Louisville. A hoop. And say dunk it.
Yeah, dunk it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Slam it.
So it's cool. It's good to be Rick Pitino right now. The guy's been through so much. It's like, it's really a great story. I hope he doesn't
screw
up. But
he also has
a
horse.
Yeah, I'm saying the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So
he won that.
Yeah, and then what else? Jay-Z decided.
Wait a minute, we're still in sports, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, Jay-Z.
This has to do with sports.
Okay, go ahead, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is selling his ownership of the New Jersey Nets because he's going to go all in on. He's going to be an NBA agent.
Why?
Yeah, Rockaware. It's going to be coming in. And it's going to be awesome.
So he's actually going to represent some basketball players.
Yeah, he's going to represent, like, I mean,
he's going to be a Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, he's good friends with LeBron already. So okay. I thought that was cool.
You think that's his first client?
I don't know if it'll be his, you know what? It probably would be his first client. It'd be like that'd be awesome though if it
but
was.
But how would you feel if you were LeBron's agent right now, who's put in the 20 years of experience and now here comes Jay-Z with none?
I don't think I'd feel like much. And then let's go quick through this. And then also, you know, the whole thing with Mike Rice at Rutgers.
I hate that guy.
This is why. This is just some
he's
of the
just grabbing players.
Suspension.
Listen.
Outside the lines has obtained not
He's
only
yelling at them, cursing at them, calling them
throwing the
ever.
Basketball at their head.
Yeah, point blank range.
Oh, I hate coaches like this. I hate coaches like this.
What's annoying to me is, what annoys me about this is the fact that this video came out last year.
Uh-huh.
And I think he got like fined or whatever. Like he got like suspended for 3 games. But like they didn't fire him. And then this year, the athletic director said like, we're going to fire you. Then they're firing
him.
But
they knew about it last year. Yeah, and the athletic director still gave him a $100,000 bonus.
It's crazy. And then they were showing like videos of like, I mean, like he threw this ball like right at people's heads.
Yes. And he's pushing them.
I don't know. Like,
and you know what? This is the other crazy part, Rob. I don't know if you know Fox News. They're very conservative.
Uh-huh.
They're backing him up.
They're backing him up?
Yeah. They're backing him up. That's the video clip I sent you that you didn't watch. But they're backing him up. They're saying that, hey, you know what? When I was playing high school ball, I used to like that coach that was aggressive. I used to like that coach that was...
The way this guy's grabbing people and like now
it's absolutely wrong. Coach,
let me apologize.
Rob, I coached. I coached high school 2 years. I coached high school football. I coached a lot of sports, okay? And when I would see... And I played a lot of sports. And when I see coaches act like this guy, Mike Rice, okay? He's a jerk. He's an idiot. Okay, that's my. I get really passionate about it because I did coach for years, and never in my lifetime would I ever accept any coach to come out here and do what this guy is doing.
Right? No, it's ridiculous. I don't know. Whatever. That's in the news. And also, last thing I want to do is the spelling bee has a new thing going on. Because it's sports, because it's on ESPN, you know that, right?
Yes, I do know.
It's crazy to me that it is on ESPN. These are athletes.
Yes, with
their
brain.
They're changing the rules, and now people have to know the definition of the word.
Oh.
That's added in. Now they don't just have to worry about the spelling. If it's not frantic enough.
Gosh.
Have you seen these kids when they're spelling and like the devastation in their eyes when they don't get the word right or whatever? I hated spelling bees. I hated spelling tests. Oh, I hate spelling so much. I hate when people correct you on Facebook and like, hey man, you don't spell like that. You spelled that wrong. I just go around trolling through people's Facebooks.
Just giving this kid more problems than he has already. He needs to figure out how to get to level 4 in World of Warcraft. So now he has to memorize the definition, the vocabulary. No more breaks. No more video games for these spelling bee kids. Right?
Exactly. And then that's it for the sports. Let's go into movies.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob, with the news and the sports. I greatly appreciate what you've done. Now it's time for the movies.
All right. What is up?
Yo, Julian.
Well, I've had
why'd you think his name was Julian?
I don't know.
You did it last week, and I think the week before, too.
No one's corrected me.
Because I was wondering how... I like when somebody does that, I like to see how long it goes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I've had an interesting...
I had somebody call me Bob for like 5 years. But anyways, go ahead.
I've had an interesting last couple of hours.
You had an interesting last 2 hours.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
A lot of explaining to do.
Well, not anymore, because she actually took me off of Facebook.
She took you off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
Congratulations,
are you serious?
Dude.
She took you off?
Yeah, she did.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Good. It feels good, doesn't it, to be free? Doesn't it feel good to be free now?
Well.
You're not free yet.
Yeah.
He's so crazy in love. Look at that, like crazy love. Crazy love, loving crazy.
Oh.
I know, you can feel it. He can feel it in the sound booth. He's like, fuck.
Feel it, man.
He can feel it, man, over there in the sound booth. Let it go, pal. Let it go.
All right.
It feels good. You know what you need, right? What? He needs a trip to TJ or something.
Adelita's.
All right. Let's talk about some good stuff, right? Let's.
Yes, positive stuff.
I saw Evil Dead. This weekend.
Okay. Sorry.
And it was great. It was great. Practical effects, amazing. CGI was to a minimum, which was great because the fact is that
Rob,
everyone
do you know
that
what
loved
CGI
about
means
yes, okay, it's a special good. Effects.
As long as Rob knows
everything. About the Evil Dead was its practical effects.
Well, they went old school and they had like a lot of blood, right?
Absolutely.
It's like the most amount of blood that they ever had in a movie.
Yeah, because in today it's blue blood. So
then, now you put CGI in it. Now you can like, you know, make blood out of a computer. So it's like,
yeah.
They went old school and they just threw just gallons and gallons on these actors. And then it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it's a new generation. It's a new story. It's a remake. And they took it to their own, you know, to the next level. I have to respect that.
Okay.
So I will give that
Wait, before you give it anything, Robert, do you like evil movies? Rob, do you like evil? Do you like scary movies, horror movies? That's not a horror movie.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a song for him.
It's a song for him?
Yeah, it's Crazy in Love.
Is it Crazy in Love?
There we go. And, all right.
Now you bring it up in the last 5 minutes of the show.
I'm sorry.
It was good. It was good.
Do I like scary movies? Yeah, no, I do not like scary movies.
I don't
movies.
Either. They don't do it for me.
They do do it for me. That's why I get really scared.
You get really scared?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I kind of do too, but then they're kind of silly. Hey, get this. This guy went to something in downtown L.A., okay.
Oh, were they kidnap you?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I know. He loves that
stuff. You sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happened?
Dude,
I can't say. It's a waiver.
He can't say.
He can't talk about
it. He can't.
No one's listening.
Oh. Wait a minute. Yeah, there is. There's people listening.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? Like, what happened?
You
can't say because people have talked about it on the radio. What do you mean?
Okay, well, I know.
You know, I'll just like sum it up. It's pretty much
they put a hood over your face and they like make noises.
They tie you up.
Yeah, see, what are you talking about?
He likes that stuff.
They put you next to like naked people and like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a naked dude?
They lied him down. No, they lied.
A naked dude? Oh, yes. That's disgusting. Yes. Did you feel his cock on your body?
Yes. That was his favorite part.
Luckily, I didn't get that far.
What is this? Is this a hot dog on my face?
Are you just happy to see me?
What is this? It feels weird.
All right. We got to have that much time. What's the next movie?
So you liked the movie, though. You thought it was good.
It's a good...
what was your...
Everyone dies at the end, right?
I don't know.
Oh, it's set a good up, horror spoiler. It's a good horror flick, and it's a remake, and was it the same director? It wasn't, right?
It wasn't, but he actually produced it, and Bruce Campbell also produced it.
Bruce Campbell was in it, yeah.
I don't know if he's in it. Yeah, you gotta find out.
No, he is in it. I already know he's in it.
Oh, okay.
I know about movies. All right.
Well, then, other than that, it was directed by this guy from Uruguay. I think if I'm mistaken.
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he made it like this little short trailer, or like a short film. On YouTube, and Sam Raimi saw it, and he's like, you gotta direct the next Evil Dead. So I was like, all right, yeah. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, it's not the original, but it's fresh. And it's something that not many people have seen recently in horror.
Right.
So I can vouch for it.
All right. And then what's your next movie, Adrian? Make it fast, because we're running out of time.
I've actually only have that one, right?
You've had a lot of other stuff on your mind. We can tell that.
I'm really sorry about all that, man.
Yeah, that was.
I think she's probably still listening right now too. Adam back. What's your problem?
Yeah, come Adam on, back.
Get over it.
Come on, yeah.
How
you
old
know
is
what?
She?
She's 22.
She's 22?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you don't have to see her again. I'm sorry that happened, but at the same time, Brittany, please don't be upset with Julian. No, with Adrian, because the thing was that we were the ones hassling him, and I don't think he meant anything. He was telling us to be quiet.
We weren't expecting him to talk about it.
Yeah, he talked about it.
He just came out and said it, which is a good opening for you.
It's also the fact we're talking about being crazy. I'm like, you're crazy in love.
Yeah.
And the fact was that he was crazy in love, and he went all the way out there.
Look.
He regretted it. He spent over $1,000.
I did not regret it. That's the part.
He doesn't regret it.
That's the last
part. He's really happy he did it. And look, the only message I got to say is one day this kid's going to be a great filmmaker, and then she's going to be crawling back on your doorstep.
It's gonna be too
late. It's gonna be too late because she's gonna have like three babies and
What are you making it sound worse?
Because that's how it is. He's gonna be a successful young man. You just watch him take off, and she's gonna be crying at home, stuck with the guy she chose or whatever in the future. So, but hey, we're happy for you. And Rob DeRocha, where are you going to be at next?
Tonight I'm at All Aboard Comedy Show over at 3rd Street Station Pub on La Cienega and 3rd Street.
All right.
I'll be there at 9:30. It's every Tuesday, but I'll be there tonight at 9:30. As far as other shows go, I'm not really doing much for the rest of the week. And then next week is when things start picking up for me again and start doing some more shows.
Sounds good. Okay. I will be at Casa Torres next weekend in Sylmar. Casa Torres on a Tuesday, April 16th at 8 p.m. And I'll be at Flappers in Burbank, 9:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 18th. And a big show on Friday, April 26th at the Ice House. And I'm going to Palm Springs, too, at Azul. So if you're in Palm Springs, I'm going to be at Azul in Palm Springs on April 27th. And then back at Flappers May 1st. This is Radio Time. Want to thank everybody for coming out. Amir K, thank you very much for coming out. He was great. And Yo Adrian with the sounds did a great job. And
thank you, Adrian.
Had a very emotional show today. And very good for him. I think he had a breakthrough today. Rob DeRocha, always thank you very much. You're a great co-host, a great partner. And I just want to thank you. I never get to remind you about that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show. The show's awesome.
Me and Rob work really hard on this show for Tuesdays so you guys can entertain yourselves. Make sure you tell your friends about it. You can find me at rickiz.com, R-I-C-K-I-Z.com. Thank you very much, and we are done.